Why do you get the microphone? You're special. I know. You're special, all right. Order in the court. Now, this is a very special weekend. It's a different kind of a weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you guys at school tomorrow?
Yes.
You go to school tomorrow?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I was going to say, you go to a special school.
Wait, no, yes, I do.
You do go to school?
Yes.
Okay, when we were your age, we always got February 12th off because that was whose birthday? Abraham Lincoln's. And then we got the 22nd off, so we got 2 days off. We were special when we were kids. And you know what the 22nd was? Whose birthday? George Washington's. No, not Donald Trump's. George Washington's. So they call this President's Weekend. And it's a way of honoring presidents because they're important in our lives. They make important decisions that affect all of us, don't they? And we always tell ourselves that you can come from humble beginnings, and anyone, if they work hard enough and with a little bit of luck, they too can become president, don't we? You have any aspirations of becoming a president someday? No. Very wise. You're very wise. Madeline, I want to show you something. I'm going to hand these to you, but I want it back. What is this?
George Washington.
All right, but what is it? It's a dollar bill, right?
Yeah.
And whose face is that?
George Washington.
George Washington's. All right. Now, what bill is this?
Abraham Lincoln.
No, it's not an Abraham Lincoln. It's a $5 bill, right? And who's on it?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. And here's another one. And this is a what?
$10 bill.
All right. And who is that on the $10 bill?
I don't know, because we didn't learn it in social studies.
But he's got a powdered wig on, though, doesn't he? That means he's an old man somehow. That's Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton is on the $10 bill here. And we have a lot to thank Alexander Hamilton. In fact, there was a Broadway show that won all kinds of awards this past year called Hamilton, all about him. Now, I have a little change purse here that I use for special occasions. And if you look at some of these coins, what is the image on there?
Benjamin. No.
No, that is Thomas... That's Thomas Jefferson. Okay? That's on nickel. Now, here's a dime. Whose picture is that?
I don't know.
No, it's FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of our great presidents. And then we have a penny. And who's on that?
Abraham Lincoln.
So Lincoln he's very lucky because not only is he on the $1 bill, he's also on a what?
A $1 coin.
A $1 coin? A 1 cent piece. I wish every penny I had was worth a dollar. Okay, so they get their pictures on money, and we use money all the time. You got to be a very, very special person to do that, don't you? Well, there's somebody, you know, we talk about being members of the church, right? We say that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, right? We say that Jesus is the most important person in our lives, right? How come we don't have Jesus on our dollar bills or $5 or $10 bills or any of our pennies, our nickels, our dimes, our quarters?
Sorry to say this, but he wasn't a president.
He wasn't a president.
He didn't invent the next best thing.
Okay. Do you think Jesus was saying, you know, I wish I could have been president instead of Savior? That way I would have had my picture on dollars and cents and all that? No, no. The fact is, you don't see Jesus on any of our coinage, and that's pretty good. That's good. Because, you know, you can't take Jesus. In fact, you can't take God and draw a picture of God and say, this is exactly what God looks like. Have you ever seen a picture of God?
Nope.
Does God have hair?
I guess.
You guess, huh? I don't know if God's got hair. I don't know. The Bible says that God is spirit. That means that God is everywhere. So, I mean, you have to have special glasses in order to see God, maybe. Maybe those special glasses are called faith. I don't know. That's a good idea. And even Jesus. You don't even know what Jesus looks like, do you? Well, we don't look like Jesus. But, you know, if you go to Japan, Jesus looks more like an Oriental. If you go to Africa, Jesus looks more like an Afrikaner. If you come to the Nordic areas and Sweden, Jesus is portrayed with blonde hair and blue eyes. So we all have different pictures of Jesus in our mind. But that's good, too. You know why? Because then Jesus appeals to everybody. And you know why that's important? Because Jesus is interested in everybody. There, it doesn't matter where you are, where you're born and raised. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter any of those things. Whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're short or tall, whether you're young or old, because Jesus is there for you regardless. We don't really know what Jesus looks like. We don't know, certainly don't know what God looks like. But we do know that God loves us and God is all around us. And it's the same with Jesus. He's all around us and he loves us. And sometimes Jesus comes to us and we don't even realize it. You know, when you find yourself in a tough situation, all of a sudden a stranger comes from nowhere and says, "Hey, let me help you out." Well, that happens though, you know. If you find yourself in a desperate situation and somebody comes by and gives you a $10 bill, and then all of a sudden you realize, hey, that's what Jesus would have done if he were here. Or somebody buys you a meal because you haven't had a meal in 3 days and you're going to pass out. That's what Jesus would have done. So Jesus comes to us in the guise of other human beings. And sometimes you can be Jesus to another person. You could help that person out. So it's not important whether we have Jesus on our coinage or on our dollar bills. What's important is that we have his image on our heart. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for being God of all of us and for loving us the way you do and for coming to us when we often don't even expect it and demonstrating your love time and time again. Our prayers are that we too can be like Jesus and extend that love wherever we find the opportunity arises. Then others will be able to see Jesus in and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people said,
Amen.
Amen.